This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Biden, as we have been telling you, wants to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure in this economy. Infrastructure being broadly defined by the White House, it does have to be said, but which does include some of the old infrastructure standbys, trains and rail travel among them. China, meanwhile, is setting up some new rules to slow down construction of their pricey high-speed rail lines. They do boost local economies along their routes. Yes, those bullet trains do, but they are also super expensive for regional governments. And while 186-mile-an-hour trains have been replacing some slower, green-colored, as it happens, conventional trains, a couple of dozen of those low-speed routes do remain for villagers and farmers who are headed out into the countryside. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak hopped a ride in central Henan province.
We start the journey in Xinyang, a city of 6.5 million people. Bigger than the population of Missouri, but tiny by China's standards. It's a lively place where middle-aged taxi drivers blast Chinese rap songs at top volume. And the train station has facial scanning for entry. At 8 a.m., a green train pulls up. It's labeled Poverty Alleviation Slow Train. Riding it costs a fraction of traveling on faster trains. Inside, retired farmer Zhou Shichen is on his way back to the village after minding his grandchildren in the city. For an hour-long ride, he pays 60 cents.
Before we had this train, we'd take the bus, which could cost up to five times more.
This train is one of 81 routes in China that are partially government-subsidized. It passes through rice and cornfields. Some trains have removed seats, so farmers carry their goods on to sell from town to town, though not on this route. One farmer on this train, Wu Song, has rented his land out.
It doesn't bring in much money. Every year, we get just $500.
He's taking the train to a contract job in Shangcheng County, a two-hour ride away. He'll be digging pipeline ditches.
For every meter I dig, I earn a dollar. The longer I dig, the more I earn.
Plus, he gets room and board. Wu Song is 60, the official retirement age, but he can't afford to stop working just yet. In the next passenger carriage, mother of two Chang Yuanhong says she wouldn't go back to the old days either. Growing up, she says, she only ever wore old clothes.
There was no electricity in our home until I was 8. We had our first TV set when I was a teenager. That's a huge difference from how my kids are growing up, surrounded by electronic devices.
She says that's largely thanks to the sacrifices her parents made when, like hundreds of millions of others, they left the countryside for higher wages in the cities. The money they earned flowed back. In Guoshi County, where this train terminates, high-rise condos seem to sprout on every street corner. The costs of housing, education, and clothing here have brought new pressures for people like stay-at-home mom Li Hong.
The cost of living in the countryside is as high as in the city.
Yet salaries in her hometown aren't keeping up with inflation. That's pushed her husband, Fu Sihu, to work on construction sites across China. He's been on the road for most of their 11-year marriage. He says it's tiring, and he misses the camaraderie of his hometown folks.
All passengers on this train are usually local, so we get to chat with others, unlike on faster long-distance trains.
Mama!
Train passengers are friendly. Again, mother of two, Chang Yuanhong, she invites us over for lunch. Her son practically orders us to go. He's 4, about the same age Chang Yuanhong was when her parents went off to city factories and left her behind with family. She saw her parents once a year, if she was lucky.
Growing up without my parents around, I had low self-esteem.
She doesn't want to repeat that pattern with her own children. So she and her husband have settled in Xinyang City, where it costs less to live than in the major cities, but also the salaries are lower. Their mortgage is paid by their parents, who they're on their way to visit now.
I feel sorry that my in-laws are paying for our mortgage. But once we pay off our debt, then we'll take over. That's Chinese culture. We can always repay our parents later, but we don't feel it's right to be in debt to others.
Last stop, Guoshi County, where she'll spend the weekend with her in-laws. Her two children have ridden this slow train for free. The cost for a one-way trip for her family of four, $3. On a slow green train in central China, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.